In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Parenting Tools podcast, live at IKEA. My name is Jordan.
My name is Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about parenting.
Parenting.
That's it.
That's it. And everything that comes with it.
Jordan, how's your week been?
I've got a funny one.
Oh, God, straight off the bat.
You'll be pleased to know. So my cousin lives in Belgium, and he messaged me the other week and said, I need to do an international work experience week. Can I come and stay at your house and work with you? I was like, yeah. We've got a spare room, which I assumed he would stay in.
Oh.
My wife, however, said he can stay in our bedroom. Because we've got an ensuite.
Drop that in there.
And she said, look, then he can have his own bathroom, which makes sense. I've also said on this podcast recently that our daughter has been coming out of her bed and getting into our bed. So I said, well, what are we going to do about Myla, who's 2 years old? I said, what are we going to do about her? She said, we'll just keep an ear out and we'll run interference. So the first night we hear her get out and Leanne... Oh, sorry, mate, I touched the toe. Leanne grabbed her, took her into our son's room where she was staying in the double bed with him. I had the single bed all to myself. Stunning, tell you. And so I heard her, you know, go and get a problem solved. He then had a shower and Myla forgot that he was in there and went in and just heard him go, oh, no! No! Like that. He was starkers, completely starkers. The next day, wake up.
Oh, there's more?
There's more, yeah. The next day, same thing, here to wake up. Leanne got her. And he said to me, did Myla come into your bed last night? I said, no. He said, she came into mine. So for context, he's 22. He's not a parent. He's never experienced anything like this before. And he's got a 2-year-old climbing into bed with him. So yeah, that was my week last week. What about you? What you got going on?
That sounds like faults of the parents.
Yeah. he's had a window into what it's like.
My week this week, we've not had a lot of sleep. My daughter has not been sleeping very well. And she doesn't seem to understand that we're doing a live podcast.
Are you saying you're tired?
I'm saying I'm exhausted.
Okay.
But it's been a good week. The one thing has propped up, and like I've seen it, people talk about it, and I've seen it in movies, and I don't know if you've come across this, but my daughter has entered into that. I think the scientific phrase for it is the CEO phrase.
CEO.
Every decision is like, I'm debating with Alan Sugar.
Like an actual CEO.
Yeah, it's like, oh, right, okay. this morning, it was like, Noah, right, Kate, would you like some toast or cereal? She's like, chocolate. It's like, we don't eat chocolate for breakfast. Would you like toast or cereal? And then she's like, well, if I eat two bites of toast, can I have some chocolate? And I'm like, no. Genuinely, this went on for about half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah. And I lost.
Really? So she had the chocolate?
Yeah.
But with the other bit or just chocolate?
She had the chocolate first.
Sorry, Em.
You didn't know that, Em? Jason, for everyone listening, Jason's wife's on the front row.
But every single decision at the moment is a debate. Like, I lose them all the time. And it's whatever you suggest. Would you like to do this? Oh, no, I'd rather do this.
Yeah, no.
So, for example, the other day, like, all right, it's time to go to dance. And she's like, I want to go to Alton Towers. You can't just book to go to... You can't just do that. It's like 4 p.m.
It's like when your wife... Not my wife. She'd never do this. Shall I wear red or blue? Blue. She comes out wearing red. You've got your own agenda. Don't ask me. Don't ask me for it. So you failed miserably, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And like the worst thing is that also transitions to like bedtime, and she goes from like Alan Sugar to like a terrorist. Like you are literally walking on eggshells. Like if you say the wrong thing, doesn't matter what you suggest, it's no.
Dear me.
I want that pillow. Okay, let's get you that pillow. No! I don't know what to do. I genuinely don't know what to do.
How do you deal with that in public?
I don't know. I don't.
So I've got a bit of an issue.
Oh, appropriate place to bring it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna out Paul. So I've said on our podcast recently that I'm very aware that since having kids I've aged. It's aged me to the point where someone came round and was like, "Oh, you look so young there." Like, when was that? I was like, 2 Christmases ago. So in church recently, I was stood, and some of you have heard this story, because I was livid, and you got a voice note, and I was stood there with a guy who's 20, and he was telling me that he's just started a new job, and he's loving life, and it's really good, and then two new people walked past, and I thought, I'll say hello to the new people. They said hello back, which was successful, and they said, oh, how do you guys know each other? Father and son? He's 20 years old. I was livid. I'm a pretty chilled out person, but I was livid. I was fuming. So yes, it's aged me more than I thought, apparently.
Yeah. So like
20.
Yeah. I can't believe it. The thing is, when I look through the photos on my phone, like, it feels like there's been like a 10 year gap when it has been like 2.
Yeah.
My hair is going, everything.
Oh, mine is.
And just everything's just sagging.
I started off with a V hairline. Now it's like a capital V. Like, big font size. So, yeah, that was... I might not say hello to new people anymore. I think that's the lesson I've learned.
Do you feel like 10 years older?
Oh, mate, I feel like 15 years older. Yeah. I can't... You'll notice that I keep lifting my leg up and putting it down. It's because my knee hurts. And I'm not even joking. So yeah, I feel broken.
I feel like it's harder. This is just coming out. It's harder to get up in the morning. I just feel old. So, yeah,
preach. Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. And I think what the worst thing is playing football with younger lads and just watching them run past you. It's just not ideal. Like I've started to think I'm getting on a bit now. 2 years ago I was great. I wasn't getting ID 2 years ago. Now I've got no chance.
Look at the checkout, they don't even think twice to ask for your ID. Of course you're old.
Of course you're old. Unless I'm wearing a hat and then maybe I've got a chance.
Oh, I've got another thing on the agenda, but actually talking about earlier when we were planning to come to IKEA, I was a little bit stressed trying to get all the equipment sorted, and so I text Jordan. I was like, what are you doing? Like, what are you up to? He's like, I'm watching an old James Bond movie.
Yeah, Goldfinger. They're all on Prime, aren't they? So you've got... let's be honest, like, I don't get much time to myself. And my wife is brilliant. Leanne is... I've got to say she's brilliant, but she's one of those wives that takes like me sitting down personally. Do you know what I mean? She's like, sugar, what are you doing? Sitting down. Why? It's like... Because I'm tired, like, I just want to sit down. So yeah, I had today off work, and I watched James Bond. I realised that I was wearing the T-shirt I wore to bed out. I wore it out. So there we go. So I'm becoming a dad. So I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. So I'm like, I'm not a new dad anymore. Do you know what I mean? And so like, I'm starting to find myself doing these dad things. This is how much of a dad I am. This jumper's from Tesco. When you start buying your clothes from supermarkets.
Tesco's not that bad.
Shout out F&F.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. But it was, I'm really hot and I haven't got a T-shirt on.
That is bizarre.
Sweating.
Back to children and parenting.
Oh, yeah.
There's a, I saw a phrase on, I think it was on social media the other day. It was something along the lines of, you know, always, you've got to cherish the moments that you have with your kids. Like, cherish every moment. And that's just a lie, isn't it? Like, so this morning, Noah's learning football, absolutely amazing. What's not amazing is when she throws it at the TV.
The actual TV?
Yep, the actual TV. No, we don't throw the football at the TV. Genuinely slow motion, she turned it, looked at me and threw it again.
No.
I don't know how to win. It's just this past week, I've lost my grip on parenting.
If I did that, I wouldn't be able to sit down for a week. When I was a kid.
But yeah, I'm not cherishing that moment.
No.
Fear. Intimidation.
Do you remember, like, you can't smack kids anymore. We don't smack our children. Do you smack yours?
I'm scared of her.
Does she smack you?
Sometimes, yeah.
But you know, like, the worst thing was, like, when your parents would say, go to your room, and they were stood in the doorway. You had to walk past them. And you'd do the sideways shuffle. So they'd be there, and you'd walk with your bum, like your hand on your bum, knowing full well what was coming. So yeah, they've got it light these days. They've got it very good. So we said that we would come to you for some questions. So now is the first time for some crowd questions. Have we got any questions from the floor, from the room, from my mother? You can do this. You can go and talk. I talked to her enough.
All right. Go on then.
No, you talked on one of the podcasts about pocket money. What was the conclusion of giving your children pocket money?
Not listened to this week's episode, have you?
Do you do pocket money?
We give a pound, don't we, for various activities.
And shaking her head.
Shaking your head. But I give a pound. So you settled on 10p.
10p per star.
Per star.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I didn't clock this at the time, but you said the most she can get is £2.50.
She could get more.
That's
but
25 things. That's loads.
£2.50.
My son can't put his shoes on.
Yeah, like, this is like, put your clothes on, you get a star, brush your teeth.
Is that
you
per get a star. Item of clothing?
No.
Is that every day?
There's, yeah.
Okay, that's that. So everything's times five.
No, so like, there's just different things that she can get a star for, like basic things. Like, yeah. Like staying in your bed all night. You get, at the moment, we're bribing her with 3 stars. That is, it's not working.
See you, man.
We have to up the budget.
So when did you start this?
Last week. Yeah, so it might take its time to settle in.
So she's had a full week.
Yeah.
And what was the total?
£2.50. £2.80, it's going up.
Inflation.
Did she? I didn't realise that could happen.
Stars from the grandparents. Classic.
Did we decide? Oh, sorry. Did we decide on taking stars away? Okay, all right. We'll talk about that another time.
Cross that bridge. Cross that bridge.
Like I said, I'm desperate. I'm looking for things to control my daughter.
Smashing. Well, thank you, Mum. Anybody else that isn't my parent? Go on. Oh.
How did your kids fare with fireworks?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I think they loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did all right. No, again, hasn't listened to this week's episode. But, yeah, no bumps or bruises. So, yeah, we did. Because last year there was some off the firework that didn't go off. Well, didn't fly.
Yeah, I was so last year Noah hated it, and this year she liked it. So progress.
How much did you give her for that? Take a star. Why not? I've said though, like the thought now of going to a bonfire night display with kids, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah. Oh, nightmare.
Especially my kids.
Actually, I've already talked about this. I don't like going to those things. At home, it's fine.
That's why we've got this little setup.
So I feel at home.
Make you feel
at safe.
Make you feel homely. So Ellie messaged us a few weeks ago with this question, and I said, can you save it for IKEA so we've got stuff to talk about?
Hi, everyone. I was basically having an interesting conversation with a few people at work. And it wasn't me that brought it up, but the question was, what's the thing about parenting that you should enjoy, but you really don't? So I've got a few responses. So coming in strong, number one, other people's children. So just because I have to tolerate my own child doesn't mean I should have to tolerate anybody else's. Number two, bath time. The splashing, you get drenched, trying to wrestle them, cleaning their teeth. One tiny bit of soap in the eye and it's game over. The tedious background music, and do not get me started on the poo in the bath. Number three, co-sleeping. Why would I enjoy having a sweaty child's foot in my face and waking up covered in bruises from constantly being punched, kicked, slapped? I think we can all relate to that one. Number four, the fact that nursery is closed on a weekend. I clearly don't work with some very positive people. Number five, school holidays, damn you teachers. Six, the constant touching, my child has no awareness of personal space. I know mine doesn't. Number seven, soft play centres. I once lost a tooth as a result of an argument with a six-year-old on the death slide. Can confirm he is missing a tooth. And number eight, the fact that you spend so long waiting for them to talk, then once they do, you realise that's it forever.
Brilliant. That's so amazing. Jason, anything?
Oh, the bath time one resonates. Like, you're sold bath time, like it's this really magical experience. Now it's just like, let's just get it over with. Like, quick, dip in, dip out.
Just baptise them. Bang. One that comes to mind for me is, and I discussed this with Leanne yesterday, when we had a girl, I was like, it's going to be so nice to brush her hair. I just thought that'd be really nice. Nah. It's just not fun. And she's not interested.
As in, you don't enjoy it, or she doesn't enjoy it.
Neither of us enjoy it. So, yeah, that was one for me. Anybody else that wasn't on the list? Anything that you were looking forward to, but potentially isn't as fun as you thought it would be? Go on. I'll come in. I'll come find you. Tell you, I'm getting the steps in on this gammy knee.
I do love my children. I do. But 100 pictures, drawings a day of what I look like in the shower is not nice.
They're drawing you in the shower? Drawing like one of your friends.
That's so funny, because for ages, like, you keep all the drawings, and then you realise you've just got, like, a stack, and, like, they're not going to sell for anything. And, like, you've already got that memory. There's no point adding to it.
No. No. And then it just
sounds really savage.
Just messing up your house. Yeah. There you go. That's the other thing. Mess. Actually, I wasn't looking forward to mess.
What did you take from being parented yourself into your own parenting that you thought was good or bad?
You pay good money to answer that question. I'll let you go first, Jordan. We did an episode with Alistair, the guy from my first 5 years.
We did.
And he said something which was really interesting. He said, you parent the same way, either the same way you were parented or in reaction to how you were parented.
Or against it, yeah.
So there's an answer.
So yeah, we did an episode with... that's a good question. So those of you that don't know, that's Joy. That's my best friend's mum, who came at me with a cricket bat once because she thought I was a thief in the house. Because my friend had had too much to drink. He was sick on the conservatory roof. I went downstairs and thought, I'm not sleeping next to that. Burglar alarm went off. Next thing, Joy's coming at me with a cricket bat.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One thing that I got from my dad, who's not here today, he's in Romania, is not being afraid to say sorry when you've made a mistake.
Aww.
And be like, sorry if I overreacted. Me and my dad had a big old argument once when I was like 18 in the car. And I was talking to him about it a few years ago. And he just like came up to me the next day and was like, I'm really sorry. He's like, if that's how you feel that I reacted to that. And I always just thought, yeah, like 20 years, well, however long I was 18, Dad, like would have been nice. Like, I'm over it. But that kind of, you know, don't be afraid to say sorry to your kids if you feel like you were in the wrong. So that's something that I've taken from my parents. What about you?
That's a very good question. I think my parents are here, by the way, so I'm not just going to throw shade. It's a term that I've learned from you. I think one of the things that I really appreciate is that not holding on to like tradition in terms of like just because it's happened a certain way, you have to do it that way. Like, we grew up with very much like, we'll just do whatever's best in that moment. And like, there's so much information now about parenting and like what's right for your kids. And sometimes it's really difficult to adapt, especially like your own thinking about what you think is right, but actually just not being afraid. Just, it doesn't matter what people think, like, whatever's right for your kids, just do it.
Just do it.
There you go.
There we go.
We are not sponsored by Nike, but I'm open to inquiries.
I'm open to it. Shoot for the moon. It's Jason, we've had a message from International Listeners. Hey.
If you've not listened to the podcast, that's really weird.
So, the message from our international listener has come from Brooke in Texas, who says, basically, she talks about the American healthcare system, and it cost her £15,000 to have a baby. Isn't that insane? That is mad. I wonder if they do, like, a Black Friday. So, she said, whoever created daylight savings is a criminal, and they obviously did not have children. That was Brooke's message from Texas.
Okay, that's bonkers if we get a message from Texas. But last year, I would have completely agreed. Not to brag, but this year, didn't faze us.
Did it not?
Flawless.
So she woke up the same time?
I think she was ill at the time, so we used that to our advantage.
Every cloud?
Yeah.
Our 6 a.m. wake up was just a 5 a.m. wake up. Yeah.
That's rough.
Pretty rough. But, you know, we love our children. So, anybody else like suffer with daylight savings? Or is it just Jason?
General suffer. I think it's stupid.
It is stupid. We talked about this last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we couldn't figure out if it was for the farmers or not.
It's for the golfers. The golfers. They wanted to golf for longer.
Still stupid.
It's true. Imagine being that rich that you can change the time for the world.
But like talking of, I don't want to get too political about the American healthcare system for debate. But have you ever thought, when it comes to your kids, about the return on investment?
No,
it's a lot of investment, a lot of time, a lot of energy.
Like more energy.
When does it
more fashion?
When does it start paying back?
Day one.
Yeah, that's the right answer. But talking monetary terms here.
I don't know. When do we start paying board? What, 18? Monetary terms?
Or do you tax the pocket money?
Well, that's again.
When does it start paying off? Like, when do you start getting money back?
I don't know, but like, you hear about... Like,
when you can do chores.
Like, you've heard of Project Mbappe.
Yep.
Great footballer. His dad intentionally made him to be a great footballer.
Yep.
That's paying off.
My son is 4 and I can tell you I've failed... at Project Mbappe already. But no, day one, mate. As soon as you see them, they start paying back.
Oh.
Can't tell that to the bank.
Oh my word, I've lost my place on the notes. Oh, here we go. Yeah. I've got a beef. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know that every now and again I'll bring up that I have a beef with things. And my beef this month is Christmas. Someone, I get booed. Who booed? Was it you?
It's your own wife.
My wife booed me. Not for the first time this week. So, Christmas. I love Christmas with kids. It's exciting. It's wonderful. You can use Santa to your advantage. All that kind of stuff. But there's just so much stuff. Like, my house is busy as it is.
Yeah,
with stuff. Next month we're going to get more stuff to try and find a place for.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's logistical. Like, yeah, it's wonderful, but now I've got to tidy up, and now I've got to rearrange. I say I. Then we'll be doing it while I sit down, and she asks me why I'm sat down. But do you know what I mean? There's now. In a house that already has a lot of stuff, there's going to be more stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's my beef with Christmas.
It's your general beef. You're upset because there's more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, generosity comes at a cost. And I've now got to put that somewhere.
So that's why we're in the right place.
We are in the right place. So everyone's got the IKEA. What have you got? The Kallax?
Honestly, we've got everything from IKEA. I have to ask myself if we've got too much IKEA.
You can't have too much IKEA.
Well, when you wake up and you're that tired that you think you've woken up in a showroom. I think every single room of our house has IKEA stuff in it. Like, even the toilets.
What, IKEA toilet roll? Is that a thing?
Toilet seats.
What would IKEA toilet roll be called?
I don't know.
Like, what would it be named? What would be the name of the product?
I don't know.
Go on. Roshni.
For some reason it begins with a K.
Krasna. It's just a toilet roll. Oh, that's where my mind has taken me. But yeah, that is... I'm not looking forward to, like, putting stuff away and, like, finding a home for things where I don't have space.
Yeah, that's why it's... I'm not this way minded, but I wish I was, like, ruthlessly minimalist. I aspire to be that. I would love just to throw, like, loads of stuff out or give it away.
I mean, I don't love Christmas as it is. I've got to be honest. There's a lot of pressure that comes with Christmas, right? You've got, like, my mum will be saying, "When are you coming to ours?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know what the logistics are." And then my mother will be going, "When are you coming to ours?" I don't know. It just feels like there's a lot of people pleasing, and I'm not good at that. And I'm not good at buying presents either. So there's just a lot of pressure.
I love buying presents.
There's a lot of pressure, and I just want to sit down with the Baileys. I've got to be honest. Christmas films. Don't like Christmas films. Come at me. What? Why? Why do we sit down and watch specific films at like, oh, it's December, let's put on the certain films. You don't do that any other month.
It's magical.
Jog on, man. I ain't got time for that. The holiday is rubbish. Just saying it.
Oh, I know. I love Home Alone.
Yeah, that's all right.
There you go.
Home Alone.
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Stunning.
There we go. Christmas movie.
Masterpiece. What's the other one that people like? Do you know, what's the one with the cards where he drops the cards and he's like, "To me, you are Love Actually"? Rubbish.
Not keen.
I just don't like him. So you go. That is my beef. It's a lot of chaos, and it's too much. It's too much for me. Then you've got carols. Christmas. Stop me. Christmas carols.
I really love IKEA. Really love IKEA.
I love IKEA.
I think I go to IKEA a bit too much.
How often are we talking?
So when we first moved to Sheffield, I genuinely went every week.
Every week?
Every week. Had a little team meeting with myself.
Just to escape.
This is a top tool.
Top tool.
Hey. This is a genuine little tip. If life's getting a little bit stressful and you need a good excuse to get out of the house, go to IKEA. You get a guaranteed hour to yourself. There's no phone signal. And it takes you a literal hour to walk around. And it feels productive. No arguments. Oh, where have you been? I just went to IKEA. We needed some mouse pads. You
needed some toilet roll.
Toilet roll.
Some Krushnik.
Oh, I said, no, right.
Have you done that then? Have you just gone to IKEA and said, I'm at IKEA?
And I've always had some sort of reason to go to IKEA.
Just chilled. Just love it. Just hid. Yeah. Just hid in an IKEA.
But an actual real tip, top tool. When I bring my daughter, I don't know if anyone else does this, but I have like store only toys. Like, so she'll get a toy just for inside the shop.
So you loan it?
Yeah.
Dave? do other people do that? All the time?
There we go.
See, I'm always like, no, you can't have that. Put it back. Could have saved myself a few meltdowns.
There you go.
So you just walk around it. You walk around the shop with the toy.
Because IKEA is so helpful. When you walk in, there's usually kids' toys straight away, even though you're not in the kids' section. It's genius.
So you're just appreciating the product.
Yeah.
And then you leave it there.
Yep.
Genius.
It is.
That's funny, man. That is funny. So hang on. So you guys give people with kids toys.
I don't... Obviously... This is like the secret menu at Starbucks.
So this the intention of buying them.
Yeah.
You have no intention of buying them.
Not always.
That's genius.
Sometimes I end up do buying them, but that's as we've already established.
Smashing, yeah. All the best. So last part of this section, my little girl, Myla, who is wonderful, has started to say love you lots. She goes di lots like that. And the other day I love telling my kids I love them. Like, I don't get bored of it. I enjoy it. I absolutely love telling them I love them. And I thought, well, I want her to say love you lots because it's cute. So I said, actually, you can be me.
Okay.
I'll be Myla. You have to come a bit closer. Tell me you love me lots.
I love you lots.
Mean it.
So she does.
Tell me you love me lots.
I love you lots. I don't know what I was expecting there.
Just slap me in the face. Just slap me on the head. Look at her, she's fuming. And she's hiding, bless her. But I just didn't expect it. Talk about expectation versus reality earlier on. When you tell your kids you love them, to get a slap on the face. Didn't expect that.
Just a new love language.
It's a new love language. Physical touch. Bang. Come in.
Well, what's on the toilet?
Chaos.
What's the best thing about being parents?
What's the best thing about being parents? Go on.
Oh, I'll let you go first.
Parking really close to shops.
Oh, no, I genuinely love it.
Love having wet wipes to hand.
There's always an excuse not to go to things.
Yep.
Eight.
New Year's Eve, yep. Christmas, no. What's the best thing? Go on, what is the best thing? Or have we actually now answered that question?
I think so. I love being a parent in general. Except when with lack of sleep.
Why?
Because I don't get a lot of sleep.
No, why do you love being a parent?
Oh, they're good though, aren't they, kids? Good.
You've only got one.
It's like return on investment. Set myself up for a nice retirement.
I just love them.
Yeah.
I just love that. I love watching them grow. I love... You can't describe it, can you? Do you know when you become a parent, people say you can't explain it?
Yeah, and it's one of those things you can't understand. And when you don't have kids, you have no idea, like, how much satisfaction, like, your kids bring you. Like, yeah. You can't describe that.
Yeah.
And then when you don't have kids, you think parents are weird when they say that.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Because, like, we joke about the carnage of it all, and we joke about all that kind of stuff, but there's just nothing quite like it. So, yeah, the kids are my favourite part of having kids. I would say second to the parking spaces. What about the chaos? Behave yourself. Let's go one more question. Go on then, Becky. Jace, you can do the running now. Gammy knees.
My jags is hand up.
What's the most ridiculous meltdown that your kids have had? Like, what was it over?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, you texted me about one yesterday.
Did I? I tend to try and just remove them from my memory.
Was it something about running out of tears?
Oh, it was really cute. She was crying again for no reason. I think this was in bedtime mode where it was really difficult to negotiate with her. And then she was crying, and Emma asked, "Why are you crying?" And she was like, "I want my tears back."
And you got yourself to blame. That's what I had to say. Too many.
You do just wipe them from your memory.
Yeah.
They're too painful.
anybody else got any ridiculous meltdowns? Yeah. Go on then. Hang on a second. I'm coming.
So the only time I've ever experienced a public tantrum with my child was this one here. When he was about 3 in Tesco, buying clothes. Nothing wrong with that. He decided that he wanted a pair of Spider-Man trainers that lit up, and they looked ridiculous. I'm like, you're not having the Spider-Man trainers. He threw himself down on the floor. He punched the floor. He screamed. And I just sat in a corner scrolling through Instagram waiting for him to finish.
Is there anything you can do?
Passive parents. Oh, smashing. Well, we just want to do a couple of thank yous before we leave. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Do you know when I said this is how it goes? This is how this is how it goes. So first and foremost, can we please give a big round of applause for IKEA and the staff at IKEA? So we've got Jane, the restaurant manager, for letting us have this massive space. Shan. Health and safety Steve, who isn't here but gave us a thorough briefing. Brad on the ones and twos. The stage team, the guy that put the team that put the stages together. And Izzy, who is our go-to.
Massive thank you to Sarah and the guys helping on recording. Usually we just film this in my garage or Jordan's garage.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. And the video team.
And then I've lost my notes, so useless as always.
It's all good. We want to say, so when we said we're going to do this podcast about our lives as parents, our wives were up for it. They said, yeah, go for it. We didn't run it by our parents, who we talk about quite a lot. So I want to say thank you to our parents. For letting us expose a little bit of what went on when we were growing up. So thank you to Mum and Dad. Yeah.
Oh, this is a huge, genuine thank you for everyone's coming out tonight. Like, when we started this, we had no idea what this would turn into. And I think we are close to 50,000 downloads this year, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But thank you so much just for coming out and just listening to podcasts and support us.
Yeah, and we're nearly at 50,000 followers as well. So if you're listening to this, if you're not here, thank you for supporting. Thank you for following. And lastly, we've mentioned them a lot, our wives. Lee and Em.
Oh.
For, you know, parenting is a two, in our households, it's a two-man job, two-person job. And we talk about, do you know when I say, I was out with Lee, I have to be really careful. Especially in my Tesco jumper. So we open up our lives and we open up our kids to people all over the world.
Yeah.
So we just want to say thank you to you both for letting us do that and for giving us a few hours a week to get out and leave you to do bedtime by yourselves.
Amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the Parents Tools podcast. If you don't already, follow us on social media everywhere at Parents Tools Pod. And we'll see you next week in your ears.
See you in your ears. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.